You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Still preparing ourselves for conversations with the candidates.
Ooh.
It's going to happen next Tuesday and Wednesday. Jolie Justice will be in on Wednesday, and Quentin Lucas will be in on Tuesday.
Can we ask them to rap a verse from a song that we currently playing? Can we do that?
Not sure if that's going to go over very well.
Okay.
I would assume that they're involved in learning more about the city and the needs of the constituents.
So we're going to talk about more important stuff, like stuff that actually affects the city and us as individuals.
You know, and I think we can have some fun as well, Brian. I'm just not sure if they're up to date with what's currently being played. Maybe if we went to like 90s or something, or 2000, when they might have been, you know, out there living their lives or whatever, instead of being public servants.
All right. I'm looking forward to it next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Log on to KPRS and submit your questions. I've been getting new questions every day. Some people been inboxing me on Facebook. I would prefer you not send it there. I would prefer if you sent it through kprs.com, because I don't always look at my inbox like that. And sometimes I forget.
Yeah, me too.
So send it through the appropriate channels, please. Wonderful evening yesterday. Got a chance to get some much needed rest. My doctor stays on my head about sleeping.
Yeah, me too.
And I got a little bit of that, and so I feel refreshed this morning.
Lucky you. It was so hard for me to get up this morning, boy. I had some work to do last night.
Oh, that's what they calling it now?
No, that's what I did. All right? While you over there trying to throw shade with your lemonade. All right?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. So, all you did was sleep?
I rested. I didn't even talk on the phone with anybody.
You were certainly posting. I saw that.
I posted yesterday?
Yes. Posted your little pictures and stuff.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, damn.
And your podcast drop.
That was in the afternoon, though.
Mm-hmm. You'll never know.
Oh, God.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with a thunderstorm on the way. Sunny is 74 right now at Big 11 Lake. Shay, what's poppin'?
These ladies are getting to the bag. Forbes has named Rihanna the richest female musician in the world.
Oh, congratulations.
She's reportedly amassed a fortune worth $600 million, putting her ahead of her fellow music stars, including Madonna, who's worth $570 million, Celine Dion, who's worth $450 million, and Beyoncé, who's worth $400
million. Good Lord.
Now, most of this wealth comes from her Fenty Beauty line. She got a couple dollars from me over that Fenty. Mm-hmm.
You done ran out of lip gloss.
No, I lose lip gloss a lot. Like, you'll be putting it on and it'll fall in between the seat and the car. And then, like, when I clean the car out, I'll find it.
Put it in your pocket.
That's not a... Why would I... Anyway, you don't know what
you're talking about. Call me now for your free reading.
You're not a woman.
That's how you not lose it.
You're
put it in
woman,
your pocket.
Okay.
I'm not.
On another note, Serena Williams is the first athlete to make Forbes richest self-made woman list with a net worth of $225 million. Other celebs to make the richest woman list is Oprah Winfrey, $2.5 billion.
My baby.
Kylie Jenner with $1
billion. She ain't self-made.
And Kim Kardashian with $370 million.
She ain't self-made either.
$40!
Let's get it right, all right?
Apparently, Paris Jackson, the daughter of the deceased Michael Jackson, loves her Mary Jane. And she's not afraid of what online trolls think about that.
Weed!
When a fan asked her how she came up with a spaghetti grilled cheese sandwich, What? With mozzarella.
Oh yeah, she was on that.
She tweeted marijuana.
Stay off the weed.
So another user got involved in that and said, "Druggy, I bet you do meth too. Your dad must be ashamed of you, degenerate."
Why do people always gotta go there with it? God dang, that annoys me. It annoys me now, like when people just, you know, just say whatever behind these keyboards.
Just looking for something to say. Want to be involved in it.
Annoying.
Weed.
Tracy Morgan bought a $2 million Bugatti at Manhattan Motor Cars on yesterday and literally got into an accident 15 minutes after signing his paperwork.
Man, he better chill out. He just got into a real bad accident a couple years ago.
Well, he's not doing anything. Somebody sideswiped him.
I'm just saying he better watch out.
It wasn't his fault. Somebody hit him.
He needs to chill out. All right? He need to fly everywhere he go. All right? Period. We need a hustle man on the earth.
Ow.
What's happening, Chief?
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
My baby daddy's sister is just one of the childish types. The type to, you know, be on social media and everybody else's ears saying how she wants to fight me. But you know where I've been at for the past 3 years, honey. Mm. And you've yet to knock on my door.
Don't be using us as the fight club setup. She trying to use us to set the fight up, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, hey, don't claim I'm the weak one. And you know where I've been for 3 years, honey. I've been waiting.
We might could get a couple dollars off this beat, though. That's what I was just thinking.
You know,
no?
You know, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to be the promoters?
No.
Right.
Listen.
I look like Ronda Rousey, too. So, I mean, I can always be Katie Holmes.
Oh, my God. Listen, it's a more diplomatic way we can handle this. All right, less violence in our community. This is what
that's
we need.
Right.
All
right,
we need y'all
right,
to come
Brian.
Together and make this relationship happen. All
right,
because
right. that's your aunt, that's the aunt of your kids.
Right.
She didn't even come in her life till she was 7 months old. I'm black.
But that's the TT. No TT.
I encourage you to get in the spirit of Martin Luther King
and
tone things out.
That's right, Brian.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we shall overcome. I have a dream.
Who is this?
This is Shay.
She got my name too, Lord Jesus.
Put your boxing gloves up.
I hear it every morning.
Have a good day.
Bye, girl.
You too.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's above me now. I'm sorry, but I was on the phone when you said it.
I said I'm sorry. Please, I've been in a...
It's above me now.
I said I'm sorry.
It's above me now.
Please, I've been in a...
I was on the phone when you said it.
You won't let me in.
I was on the phone when you said it.
Please, I've been in a...
It's above me now. Above me now. Above me now. Above me now. It's above me now. Above me now. Above me now. Above me now. I was on the phone when you said it. I was on the phone when you said it.
But on the other side of things, I hate the internet. They get something and do it quick, don't they?
It's above me now.
Immediately. All right.
Ava DuVernay is saying the same thing now.
About what?
She's upset about people, strangers, referring to her as auntie.
Why?
She feels like it's ageist shade. She says, auntie, like Aunt Jemima?
No, as a mother figure.
It started because she was on Van Jones' new podcast, Red Pill Podcast. And he said, I almost feel like I need to refer to you as Miss Ava.
Yes.
But Van Jones and her are kind of like in the same age range.
It's not an age thing, though. The thing, it's a sign of respect and maturity. That's all it is. It's not, we're not calling you old. We're not saying that you're, you know, grandma or nothing like that. It's just a sign of respect. That's all.
Mm. I remember when my mother, she used to work at the main hospital and then she started working at a clinic up in Alpharetta. And the ladies there started referring to her as Miss Vivian. And she called me on the phone one day and was like, she does not like that. She feels like she's separated from the other girls. And at the main hospital, she felt like she was a part of everybody. But when she started being referred to as Miss, it's like, okay, you're set off over here and we're all peers.
That's just a sign. This is a classic case of women are from Mars and men are from Venus, because we're looking at this two totally
opposite, but I get
my bad. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. No, but we're looking at this two different ways, because I'm seeing it as just a sign of respect, all right? Instead of you being one of the regular people, you know, some young ladies call each other the B word, right? Can't call her that because she's mature. She's we look to her as our wise big sister. You know what I'm saying? I've had women my age who I've called, or younger than me, that I've called, hey ma'am, hey, I'm sorry ma'am, and they'll get mad at me for me calling them ma'am. I'm like, what do you want me to call you, fam? I don't know your
just
name.
Call their name.
I don't know their name.
Ask them for their name.
I can't say yes ma'am.
We may have to explore this more and maybe talk about it and find out what people think about this. I don't know if it's today, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is interesting.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My money's funny, my change is strange, and my credit won't get it. Mm. That's what a 22-year-old Michael Trucillo Jr. is saying. He found out that his father had amassed $120,000 in debt under his name beginning when he was 14 years old.
Making that real money.
After many years of financial ruin, including not being able to get financing for a vehicle, he bust down and turned his daddy in.
Wow.
For identity theft.
I'm turning your pops in, man.
So the daddy was charged with 18 felony charges. Have you ever found out that your parents went on and put a little gas bill in your name?
Nope. My mama didn't play that. I've heard of it, of course, but neither me or my siblings have ever had to go through that.
Neither have I. But apparently there are a lot of people who have experienced this. And it seems as though there's a trend toward young people turning their parents in more now than in the past.
Well, me personally, I wouldn't do that. But you are, as a parent, you're supposed to protect your child at all costs. And you are really doing them a disservice in their life by getting them off to a bad start with their credit history. It takes a long time to repair some credit a lot of times.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate. Maybe the parent was just trying to keep things afloat so that the child could have food, clothing, and shelter.
Yeah, and I understand there are extreme circumstances, but maybe it was the last
resort
to you know, keeping the lights on. And I understand there are situations like that, but let's not make that a habit, though.
Did your parents ever put bills in your name as a kid? And would you turn them in if you found out that you had staggering debt?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with a thunderstorm on the way. Right now, your sunny is 74 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Producer DJ Mustard is 29 today.
My dog, Love Mustard.
Caesar from the reality TV show Black Ink Crew is the big 4-0 today.
Oh.
And Brian McKnight, R&B singer.
My dog.
Is 50.
I'm too afraid to ask you. I need to know. Is this
you don't know that? Oh my God. Hey, happy birthday, AWAX, aka DJ Mac. This is birthday. I don't want to say how old he is. And my dog Bucks, happy birthday to you and everybody else born on June 5th.
Matt close to 50, right?
40.
No, I'm close to 40. Oh, okay.
He is 40.
Love you, Mag. Just playing with you.
I ain't got no love for you.
So, former Manhattan sex crimes prosecutor Linda Fairstein, you know, we didn't know this lady's name before last week. She's the one who was responsible for getting the prosecution of the Central Park Five. Everybody's been talking about it since the new Netflix series, When They See Us. Well, the canceled Linda Fairstein hashtag has brought about some results. She has stepped down from many organizations that she was part of the board with.
Bye.
Safe Horizon, which is a victim services agency, ironically, is one that she was on the board with, and she stepped down from that as well. Her alma mater, she stepped down from that. Vassar College is where she went, and several other organizations. She says she doesn't want to bring negative attention to these groups that do great work.
Is she done?
I hope so.
Meek Mill has been granted a new judge in an effort to get his drug and gun conviction from 2007 dismissed.
Woo. That's a W.
The hearing will be in front of the Superior Court and not Philadelphia Common Pleas Judge Janice Brinkley, who he has had a checkered past with. Mm-hmm. New court hearing will take place on July 16th.
Yes.
Right now, Nipsey Hussle's brother, Sam, is battling with the Crips for the Marathon Continues trademark. Mm. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that the Crips had set forth a trademark for the slogan, and now his brother is trying to get a hold of it to preserve his legacy.
Be careful, dog. And they should just give it to him, right? That's his family's legacy.
Right. That's the name of his album. That's what he... Yeah. Right.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
22-year-old Michael Trucillo Jr. went to go get his first ride. People said, something wrong with your credit. He said, what? I don't have any credit. Pulled the paperwork. Mm-hmm. He had over $120,000 in debt. Ugh. Found out that his daddy had been putting bills in his name since he was 14 years old.
I need that money.
Dilemma is, either he'd have to pay that off or turn his daddy in for identity theft for it to be erased. So after many years of financial ruin, he bust down and had his daddy charged with 18 felonies.
His hands was tied. That's the father's fault. That's his fault. That's not the kid's fault.
I couldn't turn my mother in.
I couldn't either. I couldn't turn my pops in either. I would just have to take that L. You know, because I'm close with my pops. Or I was close with my pops. But this is why you can't put your kids in that position. You can't. We already off to a slow start in the first place. And please believe me, I understand there are circumstances where this is the last thing that we have to do. But please avoid that at all costs, y'all.
Did your parents ever put bills in your name as a kid? And would you turn them in if you found out that happened?
My mother, at all costs, used to keep my Social Security number away from my pops, and it still didn't work. When I went to go get my first apartment, when I got out of high school, my pops had a light bill in my name for like $400, and I couldn't get my apartment until I paid that bill. But the light people understood, because when the bill happened, I was, man, like maybe 10 years old, 11 years old. So they had put it in his name and took it out of mine, luckily. If we talking about $120,000, $150,000, I think I had to turn my pops in without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
See, daddy got to serve that time. Dang.
Hey, I mean, you made your bed, homeboy. You got to lay in it, man.
Well, all right, fam. Hopefully your credit is fixed now.
Oh, yeah. Everything's good now, man. Me and my wife got a house, and, you know, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? We're straight right now.
Well, thank you for calling, fam. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow we'll have attorney Stacey Shaw on the show giving information on what to do and what not to do if you're questioned and arrested.
Gotta know our rights.
So important to do so. This conversation is being started by the Netflix series When They See Us, about how five black boys were convicted of a crime that they did not commit. So you're gonna arm yourself with knowledge if you want to be able to keep this from happening again. Today we're talking about a young man, 22 years old, who found out that his father had amassed $120,000 in debt under his name when he was a kid. So he tried to push through B and just had to turn his daddy in if he wanted to get this credit issue fixed.
Yeah, I'm having enough issues with my little, $40,000 in college debt. Let alone $120,000. That's like a generational curse, Shay, that we got to break, because it affects one generation and it affects the next and so forth, and it doesn't stop.
Well, the good news is you can't inherit anybody else's debt. So, the issue is that he's got all this derogatory stuff on his credit and he didn't do it.
Right.
So what do you think if you were in that situation, you find out your parents got that light bill, that phone bill in your name, would you turn them in?
I know how that is, man. My mom, she done had me in so much debt. I'm 26 now. When I say she done had library cards in my name, she had cable bills in my name when I was in college, light, gas, hadn't tried to even pay back 1 cent on it. It affected me so bad, man. I got 3 kids and Lord, I'm telling you, my credit score, I'm working on it now, man.
Well, make sure you don't do that to your babies.
Nah, never. And it wasn't just me. My mom did that to all my brothers. She done had the light bill by 16 different people's names.
Have you ever talked to her about it? Like, Mom, what you gonna do?
Yeah, we done talked about it. Me and her new boyfriend done talked about it. He actually tried to see, like, so what we need to do to get these bills paid off. Ain't no way I ever do it to my kids, man, because it has set me back so much.
Well, all right, fam. Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've never worked anywhere more than 5 years. You've been here really? 12 years. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new survey that is talking about office behaviors that are annoying and gross.
Oh, Lord.
To folks.
Let's roll.
61% complained about coworkers who don't wash their hands after using the bathroom.
Trifling.
Have you seen that here?
Yes, I have.
54% support the idea of a policy that would ban microwaving smelly food. Have you witnessed that?
Yes, I have.
93% said food left in the refrigerator should be thrown out within a week.
I don't agree with that, but yes, that happens here all the time.
54% said they were annoyed by smelly gym clothes or sneakers left out by coworkers who exercise during a break.
Julie Jones.
She doesn't exercise on her break. We don't have a break.
She be coming in here with them extracurricular clothes.
Nothing is smelly ever. I've never smelled anything.
Mm-hmm. You ain't over here.
Other annoying or gross habits. Talking too loud on the phone.
Uh-huh. Say more.
Wearing too much perfume or cologne.
Lady T.
Her cologne does not smell. It's
she don't
very
have
pleasant.
Cologne.
She wears Body Splash. It is very nice.
Lady T with the cucumber melon.
Playing around with the thermostat.
I wish we could do that because it is hot in here.
Having an unorganized desk.
Oh, I hate my number one pet peeve of all of y'all in here. Shay, Play, Joe Cornell, Taylor May, all of y'all. I come in here, I have to organize everything. Julie is the biggest culprit, and it, you know how that makes me mad.
Now, this one is strange. Clipping toenails at work? Who's
okay,
doing
now,
that?
Who does that now? Man, we ain't doing none of that. You will get kicked out of here. It ain't even got to be my shift, and you can get kicked out of here with that. Who does that at work, fam?
Right.
Come on, dog. Like, for real?
I've seen people take their braids out at work.
That ain't right, but I can understand that, though.
She is me. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you ain't kidding.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s with a thunderstorm on the way. But your sunny is 75 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
How old is Chief Keef, Brian?
I want to say about 23, 24.
Well, he's got a 43-year-old baby mama named Erica Early.
Oh, yeah, that's living a dream.
What?
Love older women. August 15th, 1995, 23.
Ooh. So Erica claims that the rapper owes her about $500,000 in child support.
Now you should be, we should be looking at her backwards, because you 40 something and you up here looking for child support payments.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with her age. If you got a child, you need child support.
I mean, I get that, but come on, dog. You should be well established.
Even if I am well established, I'm gonna need that.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
But my side eye is because he's a baby. So how old was he when you made this baby? How old is the baby?
I just want my baby.
I don't know. Baby. Ooh, she had, what is
okay, the baby was born in 2013. So that's what?
6 years ago.
So the baby's six. So he, that was,
six
damn,
minus
he was 17.
Oh, Lord, Chief, keep getting in.
Come on,
that ain't
sis.
Right. Ain't
yeah,
that,
that's disgusting.
Ain't that statutory?
Most states, 16 is the age you can see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that's disgusting.
What more do you want from me?
If I'm a big woman of 36, what is a 17-year-old going to do for me? We can't even talk about nothing.
That, we talking about Sosa.
He wants to talk about Fortnite. He wants to talk about...
Not Sosa. You don't know Sosa.
It doesn't matter. He still played Fortnite. You could be a dope-selling gunslinger, and then these 17-year-olds is still playing Fortnite.
Oh, my God. We talking about Chief Keef, though. Like, he, you know.
Damn. That's disgusting.
What are you talking about, honey?
Yeesh. Yeesh. So, Tracy Morgan bought a Bugatti yesterday. Pulled out of the parking lot 15 minutes later. Someone sideswiped his $2 million car.
Dang.
And the crash came just 3 days shy of the 5-year anniversary of the fatal crash that he was involved in on the New Jersey Turnpike, where one of his friends actually died.
Yeah, we got to get him, you know, some sort of airplane or something.
He allegedly scored $90 million after a Walmart truck crashed into his limo. So, you know, he didn't even have to work anymore, I guess.
Already spending the bag. Nah, he's steady working. He getting opportunities.
Forbes has named Rihanna the richest female musician in the world. I feel good that I gave her some of my money to help her reach that status.
Man, is she going to help you?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
That's hustling backwards.
No, you know how many good looks I done got from wearing that Fenty lip gloss?
What you got? You get you a ring?
You don't see this on my finger?
That is your Delta Sigma Theta ring, right?
You had to tell everybody.
I mean, it's nice, but she need to help you out. That's what I'm trying to say.
Madonna's also on that list with $570 million. Celine Dion is on the list with $450 million. And Beyonce... for $400 million.
Call me now for your free reading.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
I love analogies. And when I think about wellness, I think about how we are so much like our smartphones. We're pulled in so many different directions each day. All of our apps running at once. We have work, family, friendships, volunteering, and the list goes on. And you know what? Just like our devices, if we don't refresh, we are bound to do what? Crash. Let me share with you a few ways to renew and refresh yourself to keep those browsers running like they're supposed to. Number one, let it go. If something or someone is not working anymore, let it go. It's very simple. It may take some time to do it, but you just have to do it. Number two, give up your story. We all have our favorite story, the one we keep playing in our head. Usually the theme is some kind of injustice perpetrated against us. And while that may be valid, being without our story can be scary since it has defined us for so long. But giving it up will instantly leave you lighter and feeling better. And last, but not least, detox your mind. Cut out gossiping, blaming, and discussions of fearful theories. You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.